Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes with Apostle T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, I'm so glad we can come out of the Holy Spirit and His ministry in our lives. Hallelujah. Today I want us to continue our wonderful study concerning the precious Holy Spirit from 2 Corinthians chapter 13, and I'm reading from verse 14. He says, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen." So the grace is on the Lord Jesus Christ. And the love is of God, and the communion or the fellowship or the partnership or the distribution is from the Holy Ghost. It says, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. So there's a certain communion, there's a certain fellowship that exists between us and the Holy Spirit. The only way we can make contact with the Godhead is through the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is the Godhead who is with us now. The name of the Godhead who is with us now. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to turn your Bible to Jeremiah chapter 17. Now, the Holy Spirit is in your life for you to have fellowship with Him. You see, we just read that. For you to have communion, fellowship with Him. To be able to talk with Him. And to fellowship with someone means to talk with the person, to think on the person, to do things with the person. You see. Now, many people normally neglect the Holy Spirit in their lives and forget about who He is and what He represents in their lives. And go around life not considering who He is or thinking about Him or talking to Him or making references to Him. Hallelujah. Let me read something to you from Jeremiah chapter 17 from verse 5. It says, "Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord." You see, it says that man is cursed, the man who makes flesh his arm, or who makes man his companion. So sometimes when there's trouble, you run to man. You see, some people are always thinking concerning their uncle or their father. Oh, my father can do this for me. Oh, my uncle can do this for me. Oh, that minister can do this for me. Oh, that businessman can do this for me. He says, if you put your trust in man, you're going to be in trouble. He says, cursed is the man who maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. His heart departs from the Lord. And he says, for he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. I don't want to be in this category. I know you certainly don't want to be in this category. Then verse 7 says, blessed is that man that trusts in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. In other words, blessed is the man who thinks on God and who puts his hope in the Lord and who communes with the Lord and allows God to walk and commune with him. Hallelujah. I don't know if it makes sense to you. He says, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. And he says, for he shall be as a tree planted by the waters. Oh, hallelujah. He shall be like a tree planted by the waters. Today we are talking about planted by the river. Who is the river? The river is the Holy Spirit. So the one who trusts in the Lord and the one who keeps his hope in the Lord is as a tree planted by the waters. Then he says, and that spreads out her roots by the river. The river is the Holy Spirit. The more you commune with him, the more your roots are spread in him. The more grounded you become in him. The more stable you become in him. He says, and he shall not see when heat comes. I know this year is going to be full of heat. There's going to be heat all over the place. I mean, the heat keeps increasing with the years and by the months. You see, but it says that if you commune and fellowship with the Holy Spirit, you shall not see when he comes, but your leaf shall be green and shall not be careful. It says you shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Hallelujah. Now, so how do I fellowship with the Spirit? Now, I want you to turn quickly to Psalm 1 from verse 1. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. It says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters. So meditation is a way of communing with the Spirit. As you meditate on God's word, you actually fellowship with the Spirit, because the Spirit of God is the one who brought the word of God into existence. He is the author of the word. You see, so as you meditate on the word, you actually fellowship with the Spirit of God. That is a powerful way of fellowship in the Spirit, by thinking on his words, because his words are him and he is his word. Hallelujah. He says, he shall be, the one who meditates on the word day and night, shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. I see you bringing forth fruit in your season. His leaf also shall not wither, your leaf will not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Whatsoever he touched this year shall prosper, because you fellowship with the Spirit and commune with the Spirit every single day of your life. You are blessed. I love you with all my heart. God bless you. See you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.